Single stream means everything. Metal, aluminum, glass, plastic, and paper will all go into one big plastic bin you can roll out to the curb. The Johns Disposal Company is already running a single stream system in Whitewater, Mequonago, and Jefferson. Manager Brian Youngichez says it reduces the average person's trash management to just two containers you can keep side by side in the kitchen.
It's just a matter of trajectory. It's left or right. You know, whether it's mail, junk mail, if it's a newspaper, a beer can, a beer bottle, all the recycling goes together and then garbage right next to it. So it eliminates totally the effort of recycling.
Youngichez says the biggest benefit is adding paper, including things like cereal boxes and junk mail, to the recycling stream. Currently, most paper other than newspaper is still ending up in landfills. The city of Madison plans to buy 20 new trucks, each equipped with a mechanized arm for lifting and dumping the new recycling bins. The trucks will cost $180,000 each, but Madison Recycling Coordinator George Dreckman says the mechanized arms will save the city money in the long run.
Our workers are no longer getting in and out of the trucks and lifting, and that reduces tremendously the chance for injuries, which cost us over $500,000 a year.
Estimates show the new system will save the city about $150,000 a year. But critics say saving that money may not guarantee that more recyclables stay out of the landfill. David Wood of the Grassroots Recycling Network says independent studies show mixing paper with containers degrades the paper, so it's often not recyclable and ends up in the landfill anyway. He wants the city to make demands on the recycling company to prevent that from happening.
They at least have to put some provision in the contract assuring that the amount of materials that are recycled remains at the current level and the amount that ends up going into landfills does not increase.
But city officials say Wood's concerns are outdated. They say most companies running single-stream systems end up sending only 5% of their material to a landfill. If approved by the city council, the change to single-stream in Madison could begin in the fall of 2005. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.